We have a couple of special guests joining us by phone. They are brothers, Brock and Braden Drevlo. A little background, where are you guys from?
We are from Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And so I study at Johns Hopkins. I'm Brock, and I study at Johns Hopkins University, the Peabody Conservatory. I study bass. And
I'm Braden, and I study over at Concordia College, where I study piano performance.
Okay, now, Brock, for those who don't know, Johns Hopkins is where?
Well, Johns Hopkins is in Baltimore, Maryland, so Baltimore. A little far away.
Okay, in Baltimore. And, of course, Concordia in Moorhead, Minnesota. Now, you gentlemen are what I would call young compared to me. Can I ask how old you guys are?
Yeah, I'm 20, and okay. Brock is 19.
Okay, 20 and 19. Without stereotyping, most 19 and 20-year-olds are into rock and roll or rap or something like that. You gentlemen are involved in classical music. Let's talk about your interest years ago when you were younger. Have you always liked classical music?
Yeah, you know, we've liked it for a long time. We both started at a young age. Everyone in our family plays piano. I'm the third and Brock's the fourth of 11 kids.
Okay.
And everyone in our family are musicians. Everyone plays piano and another string instrument on top of that. And so I suppose I started piano and violin when I was about 4 or 5 years old. And Brock started around that same time as well. And ever since then, yeah, we've just been practicing and practicing.
Wow. And what makes classical music so interesting for you? Why do you like it?
Well, I think it's because we started really young learning classical music. Like I said, like Brian said, we both started on piano around 4 or 5 years old. And so I think that's one of those key elements to being a great classical musician is you kind of have to start young. So I think that's pretty much where the roots lie, classical music.
Now, among your peers, again, 19, 20-year-olds, what's their reaction to your interest in this kind of music?
It's always kind of interesting because it's also interesting even within our own family because even though us kids are more classical musicians, even our parents, they weren't classical musicians. They never even really studied music. And so the kind of music, of course, that our parents like, you know, are the Metallica, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So just as Brock finished up school about a month ago out in Baltimore, you know, he plays bass. And so, of course, you got to get the bass home. So I drove out to Baltimore with my mom to go pick him up. And while we were out there, we saw that Metallica was having a concert. And my mom so badly wanted to go. And, of course, Brock and I, we just kind of said, you know, we'd rather go to a classical concert. But And so we ended up going and. But, you know, it's always kind of interesting.
My guests again are Brock and Braden Drevlo, and they were born and raised in Thief River. Is there a scholarship involved at Johns Hopkins?
Yes. I do have a fairly larger scholarship at Hopkins to pursue bass performance.
Okay.
But early on in high school, we did take our parents were so kind enough to let us, to homeschool us, I should say.
Right.
And this allowed us, this is like high school years, so ninth grade and up.
Mm-hmm.
Brain and I were both homeschooled. And this allowed us to go to Concordia College and take private lessons and kind of hone in on what we really wanted to pursue as a career.
Mm-hmm.
So we both pretty much knew that we wanted to go into classical music early on in high school. So being homeschooled kind of catapulted us into our college years.
We have a sample of their music. This is Brock and Braden Drevlo on Pioneer 90.1.
Thank you.
Again, the music of Brock and Braden Drevlow on Pioneer 90.1. Brock is on the bass, Braden on the piano. If I can ask you, Brock and Braden, when you play, how much emotion is involved in doing that?
Oh, there's a ton of emotion. You can't really see it in the audio, but if you were to see us playing live, we're swaying all over the place, and we're really connected to the music. It's really, there's lots of emotion involved for us.
Now, you have a tour coming up, and it's made possible in part by the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. You've received a grant from them, and tell me about this tour coming up.
Well, this tour will be mostly based out of Minnesota. Here, we have about 20 gigs we're playing over the course of the summer, right mm-hmm. about now.
Okay.
And so they range, obviously, spots and rural communities in northwestern Minnesota. And we're playing down in Minneapolis, of course, and we got a few other gigs outside Minnesota. But yeah, it'll be really great if you go onto our website, lambizioso.duo.com. That's an LAMBIZIOSO duo.com. You can see all the tour dates. We have a page dedicated to all the locations we'll be this summer. Actually, we'll be at Middle River tonight, May 30th, here in Middle River, and then tomorrow we'll actually be in Hawock, Minnesota. So we're starting off northwestern Minnesota right away. Tonight, I should say, we have 7 o'clock at First Lutheran Church, right downtown Middle River. And then tomorrow, the 31st, we will be at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Hawock at 7 o'clock.
Okay, give us those dates and times again. Tonight you'll be in Middle River.
Tonight we'll be Middle River at First Lutheran Church, 7 o'clock.
Okay. And then tomorrow you'll be in Hawock at where?
Hawock will be First Presbyterian Church at 7 p.m.
Okay. And again, this tour all summer long, June, July, and August across Minnesota.
At Peabody Conservatory out in Johns Hopkins, they have a new curriculum that's going into effect this year. It's pretty much based around the idea of 21st century musicians. And so especially in the classical music world, trying to get younger people and more audience to experience classical music.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a great pursuit. There's not very many, as you may know, classical double bass and piano duos. So this is something very special and unique to northwestern Minnesota, getting to experience Lambizioso Duo.
Let me ask you about the name. You picked out a name that's very interesting. Its origin, and why did you pick that out?
Yeah, this is kind of based around the bass. The bass that I play is handmade from Italy by a maker. His name is Luciano Golia, and it was made in 2011. And he actually names each of his instruments.
Mm.
And the name of my bass that I have is Lambizioso, which translates into English, the ambitious. It's a really very beautiful instrument. It's actually funny story. It's made out of the unique Italian tradition. It's very, very pretty. And it also has a varnish on it that's made of ox blood, I believe.
Really?
So it's very kind of red and kind of purplish, and it's very vibrant. So you have to come and see the bass, take a picture of it, touch it if you want.
Sure,
so come to the
sure.
concert and experience the bass and piano. So we thought, as two ambitious brothers, we should name ourselves Lambizioso Duo,
It fits, doesn't it? Yes. And what I'll do here, I'll spell out the website again. It's LAM, as in Mark, B as in boy, IZIOSO Duo, spelled of course, DUO.com. One more time. LAMBIZIOSO DUO.com. That's the website for the Drevlow Boys, and they're again in concert tonight in Middle River and tomorrow evening in Hawock.
Yep, that will be tonight, 7 o'clock at First Lutheran Church, downtown Middle River. And then tomorrow night will be First Presbyterian Church in Hawock at 7 o'clock.
Well, I wish I had more time, Braden and Brock, but I have really thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. I am very impressed, and for young men, 20 and 19, you've done a great deal so far in your life, and nothing but the best for you and your endeavors in music.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Brock and Braden Drevlow.